North Liberty and Grinnell.
On this Friday, we welcome you into the gym class here at 2 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. On the show today, we'll talk with Dave Koken from Las Vegas about the NFL wild card weekend and more. Also, we will have the Emil's Hideaway pick six as the panel will get together and pick some pro football playoff games coming your way before 4 o'clock today. We'll take a look back at some of the bowl action as well as 2019 and the top sports stories. It's all coming up on the gym class. For a Friday, presented by Third Base Brewery here on KGYM. Welcome in on this Friday, January the 3rd. Gym class coming your way through the 3 o'clock hour. Your local programming block getting underway here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Zach Schmitz here on the other side of the glass. Our producer here today. And you out there, we, as always, appreciate you tuning in to the show. Good one coming up. Dave Koken will join us. We'll have the panel. We'll let you know who our guest picker this week is as well. That'll be coming up at about 3:40 this afternoon. High school basketball coming your way tonight as the season resumes after the holiday break. And we've got a pair of games coming your way tonight, about 7:20 or 7:25, 7:30, depending on the length of the sophomore games, or JV games, if you will. 1600 AM, 107.5 FM. We'll be over at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium at Xavier. It'll be the Saints hosting Iowa City West in boys basketball. Denny Gettle will join me courtside for that one. And it will be Miles Klotz and Eric Peterson down in Iowa City, in North Liberty, at Liberty, as the Bolts will host Waterloo West in girls basketball. And both those around 7:30. Coming up this evening, and could see some snow on your way to the games tonight. So please take it easy out there. There, as Zach told me, there is a splotch of snow that is in the shape of the country of Australia, or is that a continent of Australia? It's a continent, right?
It is.
Yeah. He said it's very Australian shaped, and it's growing, and it's coming this way. So maybe
typical meteorologist.
Maybe Zach is taking over as our staff meteorologist. Of course, for many years, Greg Runyon was our staff meteorologist from Smart FM.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Zach, is setting his sights on becoming our staff meteorologist. Bottom line is, be careful out there. If it starts snowing, please slow down. Give yourself a little extra time, a little extra room. All of the safety tips. New year. Give yourself a New Year's resolution that you'll be a better driver on the snow.
And if you have any traffic updates, always let us know either by phone, 319-366-1600, or our First Federal Credit Union text line. And that's available for you today at the same number. Get $200, Scott, when you open a new checking account at First Federal. You can see details at firstfedcu.com/KGYM.
Thank you. 8734, Australia is both a country and a continent. Thank you very much. So I was right. How about that? 319-366-1600. That is the phone line. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line as well here on this Friday. And we're getting to the end of the bowls because the famous Idaho Potato Bowl is also going on today.
Wait, let me turn this on. Okay.
Oh, yes. By all means, please let us see the famous Idaho Potato Bowl going on. Big Ten bowl season has come to a conclusion with a 4-5 mark after the Gator Bowl last night, with Tennessee coming from behind to make Rusty very happy and defeat the Indiana Hoosiers last night by 1 point. Big Ten lost 2 bowl games by 1 point.
Yeah, it was a nice comeback by Tennessee, and I communicated with our friend Rusty Patriarch of the Rusty Nails. He was watching the game in Atlanta en route to Florida for the winter, and at one point he was chagrined should I say. And at the end, very happy. It was a game that Tennessee probably should have won by more, but Indiana hung in there.
Had a pick six.
Tom Allen was, I really like that guy. I think he's, you know, an eight-win season for Indiana is saying something. There's no question about it. But, yeah, one-point losses, Wisconsin and Indiana. Ohio State lost a close one. I mean, it was 4-5, but it could have been a whole lot better. Not disaster by any means.
Not anywhere around what the SEC is doing.
Or the Big 12.
Yeah, well, in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Big 12 ended up 1-5. SEC is now, I want to say, what, 8-2?
7-2.
7-2. With a chance to go 8-2 if LSU knocks off Clemson in the national championship game. So it was a good... It was a fun game in Jacksonville last night. Had that. I was going back and forth between that and the Big Ten basketball game from West Lafayette where Minnesota took Purdue to double overtime. Almost came away with the victory in that game, but Purdue got things going in the second overtime, hit some shots. Harms was terrific and got the victory at home. What you need to do in the Big Ten every year, but especially, I think, this year. And then Michigan State rolled Illinois last night. Spartans are getting better and better, folks. Still not a great outside shooting team. But as with all Tom Izzo teams, they just keep getting better and better and better and better throughout the year.
The big thing for Purdue and Michigan State is they protected the home court. And that's what's really going to be needed in the Big Ten this season if you're going to be a contender or an upper division contender in the league. Iowa begins tomorrow at the Palestra in Philadelphia against Penn State. I thought a fascinating piece by Mike Halas today about the various relationships, Mike of the Gazette, of course. He joins us on Mondays. But the various relationships and the paths traveled by Fran McCaffrey out in that area of the country, everything from being a kid, taken to the games by his dad. Palestra has seen more college basketball games than any venue in the country. My friend gets to go back with his team. I saw photos today of the team landing, and he was greeted at the airport by his sports writing brother, Jack McCaffrey. And then Fran went to Penn. Penn plays all its home games at the Palestra. Penn actually plays tomorrow night against Princeton.
Correct.
It's a doubleheader there. But it's a rich history that Fran McCaffrey has of that arena. It's got to be a thrill for him to go back.
Yeah, it is. Venerable old arena right next to Franklin Field. Venerable old spot for football in Philadelphia, where the Eagles used to play. They used to have the Army-Navy game there each and every year. So a lot of tradition and a lot of history right there. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on the text line as well as phone line here today. We do this each and every year. Wanted to talk a little bit about the top happenings of 2019 a little bit as far as the sports world around us anyway. I tweeted you over the holiday break, I think the 31st of the 1st, that I'm tired of lists. I'm tired of decade lists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of lists. So I just threw some things down. I did not rank them. Just threw some random thoughts about the top sports stories of 2019. To me, now, people associate Carson King as some with a sports story, some as a news story. I think it's more of a news story than a sports story myself, even though it originated on the set of ESPN's College Game Day. But I think it evolved more into a news story than it did as far as a sports story.
I think that's a really good debate, and I had that one with my wife. And, you know, there's the Hayden Fry story and the Carson King story, which was a bigger sports story in Iowa. And she said, without social media, that would not have been as big a story. And I said, well, We have social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to grow into a big story. It's on the periphery of sports, but it originated on game day. It involved schools in the state.
It originated as a guy trying to get beer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
let's
is that
honest.
A sports story? Sure, why not?
So,
but, yeah, whether it's a sports story or not, that's a debate. But it truly was a pretty big story in the state.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been throwing it in with the news, though. The passings, especially Hayden Fry, but also you don't want to overshadow Bump Elliott's passing as well.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put those on there. The way that both football seasons came out. I think the other big story would be, of course, Megan Gustafson and the Iowa women's basketball team. Just the way that the season played out, Megan Gustafson, player of the year, going to have her jersey retired coming up at the end of this month, things like that. Throw in some if you'd like.
Well, I think the Jordan Bohannon story at the end of the year.
Okay.
We went through the whole summer wondering if he was going to come back, how quickly he would come back, whether he's going to play more than 10 games, and now we know he had a second surgery. He's out for the year, and it remains to be seen how much impact that will have on the Iowa basketball team. But I think that was a really closely followed story through the summer and into the fall, and now we have some resolution. But I think that was on the minds of a lot of people, and you can certainly weigh in on the First Federal Credit Union text line 319-366-1600. Or give a ring to that same number to Zach. Would anxiously await your call. And Scott, while I was at the Gazette as sports editor, we did this list every year.
Oh, yeah.
And every year, Iowa football, for better or worse, is going to be one of the top 10 stories in the state. And I would argue it's certainly top five this year with a 10-win season and a bowl victory over Southern California, a resounding one at that. Like I say, it's going to be a top 10 story in Iowa every year because so many.
And Iowa State as well.
Yeah, Iowa even more so.
Yeah.
This is a strong story this year, Iowa football.
It is. Some of the other stories I put up, legal sports wagering.
For sure.
In the state of Iowa. That's got to be up there. Also, the story breaking about possibly three minor league baseball franchises in the state of Iowa that are going to be, for lack of a better term, folding, according to the plans of Major League Baseball. You got to throw that in there, I think. How about Nick Nurse winning an NBA championship for the Toronto Raptors, the Carroll, Iowa native?
For sure.
I think that's thrown in there. And then I'll throw in there a couple. You got to have Dolphin Gate in there.
Yeah.
All the flap about Gary, the suspension and whatnot. And I think you have to have Bandgate in there as well from the Iowa-Iowa State game. Or maybe Bandgate / the Iowa-Iowa State game going into the wee hours of the morning.
It was a thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Those are the top stories that I put in.
I can't really argue with any of that. I think maybe somewhat underrated is Megan Gustafson and the Iowa women's basketball team. I mean, think about it out there. How many times have you seen Iowa have a player of the year in basketball, make a terrific postseason run? She's going to have her jersey retired this month, rightfully so. I mean, very iconic player in Iowa basketball history, Iowa women's basketball history. It was just a terrific run. And I think the passing of Hayden Fry and Bump Elliott, certainly two big stories, although you could argue that those were, going to happen at some point, obviously. And I go back to the debate about Carson King and how big a story it became. And Jordan Bohannon, he signed these shoes that he left on the Iowa State court.
Yeah.
And that has raised, what, $20,000, $25,000?
Almost $30,000.
Yeah.
Man. almost $30,000.
Really cool stories.
Jeff on the text line, Spencer Lee. Yes, I would say Spencer Lee, but there are a lot of Iowa and Iowa State, and you and I, for that matter, and Division III national champions. True. 69-36. What about Ragbri and Bike Iowa, or whatever it's called? I would put that more of a news story myself, but it all stemmed from Iowa State, Carson King, and all that rigmarole.
I certainly think it qualifies as a news story more than a sports story. Is Ragbri a sporting event in the first place?
No.
Okay.
They ride a bike, some. John Campbell rides a bike.
You ride a bike from party to party. What a sport that is.
It's kind of like...
Now we're going to have the bicyclists.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
You know they're coming.
It's a news story, but I credit you for giving us the details and giving us the idea on that. And if it's a sports story in your mind... Let it be a sports story in your mind. 319-366-1600, 18 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Some of the top sports stories in the state, or at least in our neck of the woods anyway, as far as 2019 is concerned. Going to take a break, come back, and we're going to chat with Dave Koken from Las Vegas, smokingkoken.com. He is smoking right now. Good night last night, and he's been on a roll. When is he not? Because as we know... He's not cheap, but he's pretty good at this. We'll talk with Dave when we come back here on the Gym Class for a Friday right here on KGYM.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
Back in the Gym Class here at KGYM at 321. We'll assemble the panel coming up a little bit later on. Have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. Looking forward to that, and we'll introduce you to our guest picker of the week. That'll be coming up in about 15 minutes or so, as we are looking forward to that. I'll give you a hint. This person has picked before.
Okay.
That's your hint.
And he or she will be on our team.
Correct.
Yes.
And our team is five ahead. They were very concerned that they were going to bring the team down. And I said, oh, no, we do that quite well ourselves.
Yes.
So don't worry about it. We got a little bit of a cushion. You're going to be just fine out there. All right. By the way, this Sunday, The Z102.9 wedding show comes up. Make your plans if you know of a, if you are in a bridal party or what have you, make your plans to stop on by downtown Cedar Rapids. It is absolutely free this coming Sunday. I believe 3:30 will be the big extravaganza of the actual show itself. Vendors, over 50 vendors will be there, and a great way to spend your Sunday afternoon.
You can just go out and see UNASH and Brahma Camp and others all gussied up.
That's right. Doesn't happen very often. We've been told we clean up nice, so we'll see how that plays out. Dave Koken set to join us right now, and of course, Dave, smokingkoken.com. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Koken as well from Las Vegas. And another good night for you last night, Dave. You've been hot lately.
Yeah, the back end of 2019 was really good, and I actually went 0-2 on the first, but I got 4-1 last night, so I'm ahead for 2020.
Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Thank you. Same to you.
I think a really good card of wild card games, Dave. I don't know from a betting standpoint, but I'm going to ask you about this New England-Tennessee game. I go back and forth with it. We'll pick it later on in the show. Here's some factors I've weighed, and tell me where I'm off and where I'm on. Number one, Belichick's ability to take the strength of the opposing team out. Number two, the weather that may be a factor in this game. Or number three, Tennessee's ability to run the football.
Well, I mean, it's a good football game. The Patriots have certainly not dominated down the stretch, and Tennessee's been on a roll. But one thing to keep in mind here is that Tannehill has never started a playoff game before.
Mm-hmm.
And first time starting quarterback for the playoffs. They have a horrible record, absolutely horrible. There are three of them this year. Tannehill, this is the first playoff start for Carson Wentz, and, of course, Allen for the Bills. They are first-time playoff starters, and those guys just haven't done well. So, you know, we'll see how Tannehill stands up under the pressure. And Tom Brady has kind of been there before and was not happy with his play last week.
No. I was happy with his play because it allowed my Chiefs to go by him to the number two seed.
Yeah.
So.
That's huge. I mean, the fact that Kansas City can get New England at home next week, if that's the matchup, is, I mean, that is a big plus for the Chiefs.
Yeah. Gave that game Tennessee and New England. The game that intrigues me the most is Seattle at Philadelphia. I know the Eagles kind of putts their way in as the NFC East champion, for lack of a better term, but Seattle hasn't been playing superior football as of late. Eagles are at home, too, and Seattle's, they got to fly cross country, although I know you don't take that into consideration.
They have a good record on the East Coast.
They do. They do.
There's no more meaningless factor in sports than that. It should never even be mentioned again. Well, no, it shouldn't. There's nothing to support it that it makes a difference. Nothing. And, I mean, these guys are flying, they're not even flying first class. They're flying private planes. I mean, it's not like, yeah, for me, traveling back east might make a difference. It doesn't for professional sports teams. It is completely meaningless.
True. The Eagles.
I'm not quibbling with you, but it just kind of bugs me when people. I mean, this has been disproven for like a couple of decades, and people still bring it up. It's like, that doesn't mean anything.
I agree. And the Eagles are so beat up. I don't know how they came away with that win and put the points on the board they did against the Giants last week. But, man, alive.
Well, they were playing the Giants.
Yeah, true.
The Giants are really bad. You know, the interesting thing on this game is that my power ratings actually, with the home field, do favor Philadelphia. But I'm not playing the Eagles. And part of the reason that those power ratings show up that way is that there are two teams this week that have pretty lousy points for and points against ratios for teams in the playoffs. Houston is actually minus for the season, and Seattle is barely plus. So that skews their power ratings a bit. But here's the flip side of power ratings. It also means that Seattle's been really good in close games. And that, to me, that's a bigger factor in the playoffs than in the regular season. If this were a regular season game, I would absolutely be on the Eagles as home dogs situation. That's definitely not the case. And I've got to go with the Seattle side here. They're healthier. They've got the more proven quantity at quarterback. Pete Carroll's a great football coach, obviously. And they're just a better football team to me in what looms as a close game.
Well, the biggest spread on the board right now is New Orleans over Minnesota, 8, 7, 9, yeah, whatever it may be. And I just think that Breeze is entirely motivated. He's got more weapons, despite the fact that Dalvin Cook is going to be back for Minnesota. I don't see this being a close game. Do you, Dave?
Not really. I mean, the one thing to worry about is that the last 2 years, it's been all road team and all dog. 8-0 against the spread the last 2 years. So it hasn't been good for the home teams. But, I mean, the Vikings are compromised in the secondary. New Orleans is scoring a ton of points. Kirk Cousins doesn't win big games. I think the worry here is, can they cover a big number? And that's always problematic. But, you know, the Saints should win this football game. And for me, I think I like the idea of teasing the Saints here with somebody else.
Mm.
Yeah. Dave Koken joining us from Las Vegas as we come up on 3:30, the bottom of the hour here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Just to kind of round things out, Buffalo and Houston are going to get things going, and you got a quarterback for Buffalo with Allen, like you said, that has not started a playoff game before. Houston, I cannot figure out the AFC South to begin with, because it seems like 2 weeks a team will play great football, and then they'll just lay an egg. You don't know if Houston's going to pick this week to lay an egg. Buffalo, new to this playoff thing. Intriguing game, to say the least.
Yeah, I think the situation favors the Houston side. The Bills have a really good defense, and that figures to keep them in the game. I don't think they're going to get blown out by any means. But Houston's been here before. They played last year. That was a great learning experience for Watson and company. They did not play well in their playoff game, but they got the experience. And it's the first time around for the Bills, plus J.J. Watt returns in some fashion for Houston in this game. That's a big inspiration for their defense. I think the Texans have got to find a way to win the game. If they don't, then Bill O'Brien will go in the next season squarely on the hot seat for Houston, because this is a game the Texans are at least supposed to win, even though it's a very closely lined game.
I don't know how closely you've delved into it, Dave, but do you have any early thoughts on the college national championship matchup?
Yeah, I'm not going against LSU. He's a monster. And look, that's called straight. I mean, Ohio State was their own worst enemy in the first half, but they got run over by the refs in the second half. Ohio State should have won that game. And Clemson's fortunate to be here. I think LSU is just a solid touchdown better than Ohio State, than Clemson or anybody else at this point.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the second best team might actually be a healthy Alabama. But they're not playing.
No, they're not. And, Alabama ran over Michigan in the second half of the Citrus Bowl game.
By the way, and I didn't bet the game, so dumb on my part, but I should have been all over Alabama at halftime. And Harbaugh's just not getting it done at Michigan.
Who's going to be any thoughts about who might be the new Cowboys coach?
No, I don't know. No idea. It'll be somebody that Jerry Jones can control.
Which throws Urban Meyer out of the window, I think. And
absolutely, yeah.
Because I don't.
I mean, that to me is there's the one clear thing we know is that Jones wants to be in control. So he's going to hire a coach that is going to do what he wants him to do. And I think that's going to take a lot of guys out of the mix, to be honest with you.
Which makes no sense, because the two guys that he couldn't really control to any extent was Bill Parcells and Jimmy Johnson.
Well, Yeah. Well, look, I mean, but that's his prerogative. He owns the team.
Yep.
And he wants, he thinks he's, this is just my, I've never met Jerry Jones, but he impresses me as a guy who thinks he knows more about football than just about anybody else. And you know what? He is pretty sharp. But I've always been of the belief that the owner should just step away and let the coach the team. And I'm not crazy about the owner being the GM, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Hockey, we had the Winter Classic. That was fun to watch at the Cotton Bowl.
That was fun. That was tremendous.
Yeah.
That was one of the best ones I've seen because the crowd was really into it. Those teams were very well represented because Nashville had a lot of fans make the drive to Dallas for that game on the flight. And that was a lot of fun.
Got over 80,000 people?
Yeah. And they enjoyed it, too. And the home team came out and won the game.
Well, it's back in our backyard next year, as it'll be up at Target Field for the Minnesota Wild to be hosting next year. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to that and going to plan on making the trip up there.
Yeah, it's a good ticket. I mean, I'd like to catch one sometime. I've never been to one, but maybe someday.
Well, can Vegas host one in the new stadium? You know, it's not really winter. I mean, they could, I suppose.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Throw a little fake snow on the sides and let's go.
They can open the roof.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Don't think we're going to have snow in the desert, though, but I think we'll be all right with that. But
Dave, we talked about with other guests about the really difficult ways to try to figure out the Big Ten basketball race. I mean, it's just you throw a blanket over everybody. Everybody's nets seem to be in the top 50. Iowa resumes its Big Ten play tomorrow at the Palestra against the Penn State team that's ranked. Is it difficult for you two to figure out the Big Ten?
No, I just go game by game.
Yeah.
I'm looking at matchups and I don't care who wins the race. I'm just looking at one day to the next. And if a matchup shows it's favorable, then I'll take a shot with it. But I actually don't play many Big Ten games. The lines are really tough in that conference. It's a heavily bet league, and the lines are sharp. I'm more into some of the conferences out here where I get good information, and nobody's paying attention to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Big Ten, I don't know. I might have played a handful of Big Ten games last year, but it was I guarantee it was single digits. So to be honest, I don't follow the league all that much in terms of a night-to-night thing. I keep my numbers up to date, and if a matchup shows it's favorable, that's fine. But it's not a league where I'm heavily invested.
It's tough. It is tough. All right, Dave, appreciate it. Thanks. Enjoy the NFL wild card weekend, and we'll talk next week. Thanks.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Dave Koken. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Dave Koken. SmokingKoken.com is the website.
And he has a totally different mindset than most of us. And that's why he's pretty good at it.
He's not cheap, but he's very good at it.
At a Rhode Island game, or a UC Riverside game. Yeah,
he lost on Rhode Island last night, though. That was the only loss. He was 4-1 last night, so did a good job. Also plays a lot of hockey, so check that out right there. 3:36 here on the program. As we mentioned, high school basketball coming your way tonight. High school basketball presented by Hills Bank. And our games tonight will be Cedar Rapids Xavier hosting Iowa City West. That will be in boys basketball. We'll have it at around 7:30 tonight, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM tonight, top 10 rated Waterloo West will be in North Liberty to take on Iowa City Liberty. That will be on 106.3 FM. Coming your way this evening. And then tomorrow, we've got a special Saturday afternoon game for you at around 3:30. It'll be the Xavier West girls game. They moved to a Saturday, and not sure why they moved it from Friday to Saturday, but they did. And we'll have it for you tomorrow on the FMs, just ahead of the NFL wild card doubleheader. We'll join up probably in the second quarter of the first game, then get you the second game entirely. And then on Sunday, both games on all three frequencies starting at 11:30, 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM. With that, NFC doubleheader coming up on Sunday.
Speaking of the wild card games, KGYMRadio.com is where you can access the Emo's Hideaway poll question. Which wild card game do you feel will be the most intriguing this weekend? Excuse me. Four choices, obviously. The Bills-Texans, Titans-Patriots, Vikings-Saints, or Seahawks-Eagles. Most intriguing game. Go ahead and vote KGYMRadio.com. And thanks to Emo's Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's, and where I notice they have some new specials.
Yes, they do.
Beef stroganoff, and yeah.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm going to go AFC, Titans, Patriots, NFC, Seahawks, Eagles. That's what I'm looking at.
I think they're four really cool matchups, and I couldn't disagree.
No, I don't think you can go wrong with any of those picks. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, around six, 5.5 remaining in the second quarter. Ohio raising the banner of the MAC, leading Nevada 17-6 up in bucolic Boise.
Let me reach for my eye drops looking at the blue field.
Yeah, it's treat. It's treat up there. 3:39 here on the program. We're going to take a break, come back, and get the panel assembled and ready to go. Dave Alec will join us from Emo's, and we'll let you know who our guest picker is. Todd and Alex will join us here in the studio, and we'll pick some games coming up, some NFL wild card weekend games. We'll do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money. Like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans, so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at wellmark.com.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Time for an oil change? Then it's time to get to AutoZone. We've got great deals to help you protect your engine and your wallet. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $32.99. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Katie and Ashley, one quick thing before you go. ESPN asked us to do a quick promo for the podcast.
For our podcast?
Yeah, Sports with Katie Nolan.
The one where we talk about funny things related to sports and it kind of just feels like you're laughing and joking with your friends?
Yeah, that one.
The one that comes out once a week on Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
The one that we try to keep real short but ends up usually being about 2 hours long of hilarity?
That's the
where
one.
Where people call and leave voicemails and we answer their questions?
Exactly. So let's try something like that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sports with Katie Nolan. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class for a Friday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Panel has assembled, and we are just about set to go. We tore the guys away from the famous Idaho Potato Bowl just in time to make some picks. And coming up a little bit later on, we'll give you an opportunity to call in and hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if you're your person, there's a hint, if your person comes up with the most wins and you hit your wagon to that person, you will get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And without any further ado, I'm going to introduce this week's guest picker, who unfortunately is not able to be with us here in studio, but she sends her regards to everyone. She has made picks on this panel before, when yours truly was in a horrendous slump a couple years ago.
Carol Channing.
No, it was not. Not Carol Channing. I can't do a Carol Channing anymore. No. Work wife Claire from the Morning Scramble is our guest picker this week. And she is going with either her favorite city or favorite color. I am just letting you know that right now.
Well, why haven't we thought of that?
Hey, we got beat
by any worse.
We got beat in the basketball pick'ems by a chicken a few years ago, so I am not dispelling anything. But Todd is here, the czar of the pick six.
You know, I've worked here almost 9 years, and the chicken was before me.
So it was before
you? I think that's more than just a few years, yeah.
Kung Pao was Kung its Pao. Name.
And it was delicious, so I hear.
It picked you and I to go to win a couple of games, and that propelled the chicken to the win.
Well, this
gosh,
is not
time
a,
flies.
This is not a typo here, Mark. Scott was the winner last week.
That is correct.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that the paper of record here was accurate. We will start with Houston and Buffalo. Houston is the home game here. The Texans are a 2.5-point home favorite.
Well, as I mentioned with Dave Koken a little bit ago, I cannot figure out the AFC South. And the only thing I'm going to bank on here is that Josh Allen is in his first playoff game. So I'm going to throw the 2.5 and take Houston.
Houston is one of the worst defenses in the league. And despite the return of Mr. Watt, I think Buffalo is the better team here. I think it will. Its defense will eliminate Deshaun Watson and the receiving core. Give me Buffalo.
Claire is going to take Houston because that's where Lizzo's from.
I thought she was from the Twin Cities.
I am not going to.
The wrong team is favored here. Buffalo has an outstanding defense. They'll figure out a way to slow down Deshaun Watson, and I think Buffalo's going to win this game outright. Alex.
Yeah, this is a low-scoring slugfest. It has it written all over it, and if it goes that way, it favors Buffalo. Give me the Bills.
Dave, hello. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you. Houston has gone 1-6 in their last seven games as a home favorite. Buffalo is 7-0-1 on the road with their head coach, Sean McDermott. Give me Buffalo to get their first playoff win since Jim Kelly was quarterbacking.
Wow.
Mark, the nightcap on Saturday, New England hosting Tennessee in what many people believe could be Tom Brady's final home game with the Patriots, and the Patriots are a 4.5-point favorite.
We got Winter Storm Todd or what, Henry or something like that going on out there. Could be weather factors. I've gone back and forth. I want to take Tennessee. I love Derrick Henry at the running back position. But what does Bill Belichick do? He takes away the other team's strength. And that's going to be Derrick Henry, which then it falls on Ryan Tannehill, who's never been in a playoff game. The other quarterback has. I'll take New England and give the 4.5.
Claire, Claire will take Tennessee. She likes Nashville better.
I'm going to go with Tennessee here as well, even though reports of New England's demise may be a little bit exaggerated here. This is not your father's New England Patriots team.
I think it's going to be a close game, so give me the Tennessee Titans in this one just to keep it within the number.
Do you remember when everyone thought the Chargers were going to take the Patriots out of the playoffs not too long ago? And I think it was like 35-0 at the half, New England. When everyone throws them under the bus, be careful. New England is 6-0 straight up and 5-1 against the spread in their last six home games against Tennessee. I like the Patriots to win and cover.
For all those reasons Mark gave a little bit ago, I'm going to go with Tom Brady one more time. And I'm going to take the Patriots.
Our third selection this week is the total in that game at Gillette Stadium. And currently sitting at 44 points, Claire has the honors.
Over, she says.
I'm going to go over on that one as well. Alex?
I'm going to say under because of the weather conditions.
I'm going with Alex. Under.
Under on that one. I'm going to, what I write here, I'm going to go with the under.
I'm going to go under as well for the reason Alex gave. That's the weather.
The first game up on Sunday, of course, we will be hearing about this secondhand because we are good company workers and we'll be at the Z102.9 wedding show at the Doubletree in New Orleans, hosting Minnesota, and the Saints are an 8-point favorite at home. I'm up first on this one, and I got to be honest with you. I think New Orleans is going to take care of business. I'll go with Drew Brees and the Saints.
I picked Minnesota to win the Super Bowl preseason, but I think New Orleans wins this by 2 touchdowns. I just don't have faith in Kirk Cousins in big games. I think that narrative is true. I like the Saints.
Minnesota is 1-8-1 against the spread on the road their last 10 games versus teams with a winning record. The Saints are 4-2 straight up and 5-1 against the spread their last 6 games with the Vikings. This is a payback for the last year, last second Minnesota miracle. Give me New Orleans to win and cover.
New Orleans is the better team. Kirk Cousins on the road would scare me. And Minnesota, it's sounding like, is going to be without their top 2 corners. That is not a recipe to go into the Superdome. I think New Orleans wins this by a bunch.
But Dalvin Cook is back, the running back from Minnesota.
Hi, Troy.
I'm looking back at the sheet here. Dave and I, Dave with 7 wins on the year. We're matching up till now. No reason to change. I'll take New Orleans.
Oh, Claire is on an island because Minneapolis beats out New Orleans in her estimation. So she's going with the Vikings.
I don't know. It's pretty cold in Minneapolis.
Alex, that's why they built an indoor stadium, at least there, for their football team. The baseball team's another story.
Hi,
over, under 50 points.
Whew. It's strange with the Saints because you look at them and you think they're a great offensive team, but then in the playoffs, they've won games defensively. Having said that, indoor stadium, I think it favors a little bit more offense. Give me the over in this game.
Ditto. And the corners being out even adds to that.
I'm going to go with the over as well.
Well, Dave, you and I match for I'm going to go under. I mean, if there's going to be a separation here, Dave, and if I'm going to be in contention, this could be the one.
Do we have to separate you two? Is that what we need to do?
Under for me.
All righty. Claire will also take the under in this one.
I'm on the under here, too. So 3 for the over, 3 for the under. The final game, Seattle, a 2-point road favorite at Philadelphia. And our tiebreaker this week will be the total points scored tomorrow afternoon at the Palestra between Iowa and Penn State. Dave.
The Seattle and Philadelphia games always seem to be close. I expect this one to be the same. The Eagles appear to be peaking at the right time and have won their last four. On offense, Carson Wentz has been stellar. He did not throw an interception in his last four games. The Eagles' defense has allowed 17 or less points in three of the last four games. And their rush defense ranks third in the NFL. Give me the home dog to pull this one out. And tiebreaker, 148 points.
148. Philadelphia, I think, just too beat up at this time. I think Seattle's going to come cross-country and win this football game. And we're going to see a high-scoring game at the Palestra tomorrow. I'm going to go with 163.
Dave, Philly hasn't beaten anybody the last four games, including Dallas.
How dare you say bad things about
like
the
retort?
NFC East?
How about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to take Seattle here. Even if it's by a field goal, that'll cover. And I'll take 144.
Claire is going to take Seattle, but she wants it to be abundantly clear that just because she picks against the Patriots and the Eagles, that she is for America. She wanted to make that abundantly clear on the program today. So she is going to go with Seattle and 158.
Do my best Dave impersonation here because I came across an interesting number earlier today. 84% of the bets are currently on the Seahawks to cover. And since 2003, teams getting 80% or more of the bets have gone just 98 and 117 with 10 pushes. That's a 45.6% result. However, Russell Wilson, 0-3-1 against the spread when he is getting 80% of the bets. Philadelphia is the play here, and I'm going to go with 139.
This game has been frustrating me all week looking at it because Seattle has not impressed me down the stretch at all. They fall behind in games. They lose at home in back-to-back weeks. Unfathomable that they lose at home in back-to-back weeks. Philadelphia, like Mark said, is completely beat up. I just don't think that Seattle is built to blow anyone out despite how beat up Philadelphia is, but I will say Seattle will win this and cover this by the skin of their teeth by 3 points. And points galore tomorrow at the Palestra, 180.
Are you impressed with Todd's knowledge there, Dave?
Yes, I liked it.
Where did you come up with that?
I liked it because we were on the same play there. We're on the same side.
Where did you come up with that?
And Mark, you will get your beef stroganoff just as soon as we can settle on a date for everybody. Now, if I go 6-0 this week, does that wipe it off? It doesn't.
No.
The spicy chicken ragoon sandwich sound appealing to you?
I wanted to get in there and try the Nashville hot chicken sandwich I saw they had.
I bet they'd make it for you, Todd.
They'll make it for you.
I won't go off menu. There's enough on the menu at Emil's that I enjoy that.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Zach is standing by, and we need six callers and six contestants. If you've been a winner in the Pick Six over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. Again, six contestants we need for the Pick Six. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next here on KGYM, and we'll come back to wrap things up right after this.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Heavy-duty organizing meets heavy-duty savings during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Right now, find durable Husky storage solutions for your whole garage, like exclusive, easy-to-assemble Husky 5-tier shelving units in red or silver, just $99.98 each. Order online for fast and easy pickup. It's a good time to be a doer and for getting organized with help from the Home Depot.
outdoers get more done. Each sold separately, limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details. Available in store and online.
Hey, Katie and Ashley, one quick thing before you go. ESPN asked us to do a quick promo for the podcast.
For our podcast?
Yes, Sports with Katie Nolan.
The one where we talk about funny things related to sports and it kind of just feels like you're laughing and joking with your friends?
Yeah, that one.
The one that comes out once a week on Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
The one that we try to keep real short but ends up usually being about 2 hours long of hilarity?
That's the
where
one.
Where people call and leave voicemails and we answer their questions?
Exactly. So let's try something like that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sports with Katie Nolan. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Corridor Girls Basketball Showdown this Saturday afternoon on KGYN. Join Miles Klotz and Steve Dozer this Saturday at 3:20 with the pregame on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for a girls NBC matchup as Class 4A number 7 Cedar Rapids Xavier takes on Iowa City West. Both Xavier and West will look to get the new year started off right in this showdown of division contenders. That's girls NBC Basketball presented by Hills Bank. 4A number 7 Cedar Rapids Xavier at Iowa City West. Saturday at 3:20 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
3:59. Chance to say goodbye and get you ready for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and then I'll join you along with Denny Gettle over at Xavier tonight. Xavier and Iowa City West on 107.5 and 1600 AM, 106.3 FM. We'll have Liberty and Waterloo West from down at North Liberty also at 7:30 coming up this evening. And Mark, have a great great weekend. We'll miss you at the wedding show on Sunday again.
How do you know I won't be there?
I'm
not in the cast, but...
You're just going to stop by just for fun and frivolity?
I didn't say that either.
Okay.
But I encourage people to show up.
At the Doubletree.
It's a terrific event, and I'd encourage folks to check it out.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next. We'll talk to you tonight at Xavier.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio SportsCenter.